South Dakota is one of three states in the upper Midwest without some form of a statewide mask mandate. Some local governments have already issued their own mask mandates, but that number is growing as COVID spreads throughout the state. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
On Monday night, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued a proclamation that requires anyone over the age of 2 to wear a mask in public indoor spaces. It also comes just a few days after North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum issued a statewide mask mandate along with bar and restaurant capacity limits. Governor Reynolds says if hospitals exceed capacity, every Iowan who needs medical care is at risk.
If an ambulance is transferring a COVID-19 patient, it may not be available to respond to an accident on a rural county road. If hospital beds are full, a loved one who suffers a heart attack or a stroke may have to be transported miles away to receive life-saving treatment.
Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota do not have any mask policy in place at the state level. In South Dakota, Huron and Brookings have implemented mask mandates. Mitchell and Sioux Falls are considering one. The Rapid City Common Council is expected to bring forward a mask mandate measure for debate, which could be held as early as Thursday. In a statement to the press, Governor Kristi Noem's policy advisor Maggie Seidel says, quote, mask mandates, harsh lockdowns, massive testing, and contact tracing haven't worked. South Dakota hasn't taken those measures. Now, it has the second highest death rate in the country for the month of November, according to data compiled by SDPB. Dr. Elizabeth Rocks is an epidemiologist with the South Dakota School of Mines. She says it's important everyone takes the responsibility of wearing a mask.
With the corner we've turned on the curve that we have right now, which is basically exponential growth, not quite, but definitely trending in the wrong direction, will continue through the winter.
The Noem administration says it's focused on hospital capacity. About 35% of hospital beds and ICU beds are available statewide. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.